With retaliatory duties on U.S. pork and other potential trade barriers creating uncertainty in the Mexican market, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom just completed a series of meetings with key buyers in Mexico. He has more details in this USMEF report.
We just returned from a week in Mexico, and the objective was really twofold. Number one, being our largest volume market on pork and one of our top couple of markets on beef, we wanted to reiterate to the trade our commitment to the Mexico market. Despite the fact that we have some duties at the moment, it still is our most important volume market and one that we're committed to long term. We wanted to also highlight the fact that it's our feeling that the current trade environment with the duties is short term. The hope being that NAFTA 2.0 will be concluded in the short term. And I think what we heard from the trade wholeheartedly was that they're hearing the same things that we are, that NAFTA is indeed making some progress.
While the United States is still the dominant pork supplier to Mexico, Hallstrom emphasized that the U.S. industry cannot take this position for granted.
Obviously, anytime you have a tariff, there's an immediate correlation to a value impact, and I think we will see a value impact, but I feel like the volume is still hanging in there pretty well. That being said, we do know that Mexico, through this duty-free allocation that they've put out there targeted toward non-U.S. supplies of pork, that there's quite a few examples of buyers that are starting to test the waters a bit, especially on bellies out of Europe. But we also know that there's been some buying on frozen hams. I think this amount of product that has been bought on a frozen basis is minimal. But the thing that worries me long term is that we've invited some of our competitors to the party. So that's always a concern long term, and one that we're taking very seriously. With 85% of the import market share being U.S. pork, we want to solidify that position. And I think we did that.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.